Now that we're performing the Inshi, the Mezuzah is showing about the control of God, the doors or the bureaus of Jewish people. What is the source for this? What are the connotations of this? And what are the problems of this? Hopefully in the next half an hour, we'll be able to explore some of these in the practical ramifications as well. First and foremost is the Gemara Menachos Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, which you have here in front of you. Omar Rava, Mitzvah Lahanicha B'Tefach HaSlamach Rishu Saradim. But if the mezuzah, the doorpost is deep, then one should put it in the first handbreadth, the handbreadth that is closest to the outside. My timer wants to use the Rabbanan Ami Kadesh Yitzchak the mezuzah Miyad. And all one should encounter the mezuzah as soon as one comes into the house. So that the mezuzah should protect the entire house. Omar Abishanina, Boyer A, Shalik, Midas, the Kodesh Baruch, Midas, Bost of the Dam, Midas, Bost of the Dam, Meditation, Mimbifnim, the Am, Shamanit, the Bahut. In human society, the king, the monarch, sits inside, and his people guard him from outside. Midas, the Kodesh Baruch, the Enekate, Brother Abolation, Mimbifnim, the servant is inside, the Huma Shaman, the Bahut, and he protects them. Shanana Hashem, Shimrecha, Hashem, Tulcha, Yad, and Nefer, God is your protector. God is your protecting shade. Al Yad Menecha on the right hand, because you put the mezuzah on the right hand as you come in, says Rashi. Now we see from here that the fact that the mezuzah, two things. Number one, the mezuzah affords a degree of security for the home. So it is, in a sense, some sort of insurance policy. But besides that, this actually has a practical nafka mina in the way we affix the mezuzah. We affix the mezuzah on the innermost, on the outermost point on the doorpost, so as to maximize the effect of the shmira. Some more papers have just been brought in for those who don't have any, so we may distribute them. Someone here doesn't have one as well. Thank you very, very much. This is an interesting point, because many times we find in Chazal reason for mitzvah, but in general the reason many times in Agodah Chazal. For example, let's take a classical example. Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, "If the man were tell you Mila Mishmini, why does the Torah say Mila is on the eighth day? They show you call Olam Kol Yitzmeishin Ba'Avim Imayat Seidim." So we shouldn't have a situation whereby all the participants in the Simcha are exhilarated, are in the seventh heaven, and the father and mother are somewhat depressed. So this is an agadah. It says in the Tumah Kedeshim, tells us that obviously this has no bearing whatsoever on practical halacha, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in Rav Metzia Daf Kuf Tesvav on the basis of Rashi on Taima B'Kraah. We wouldn't be doing the time of this pasuk. We wouldn't say, for example, that if a woman had a cesarean section, so that there was no Tumah Kedeshim, so therefore she could have this mila straight away. This is Dash, Derech HaGadol, to say this reason is also, but not that this is the hinge around which the mitzvah revolves. Then there are real reasons which we say that this is the Tam HaMitzvah. Such as, for example, Loisakho Begad Amonah, not to take a pledge or garment of a widow. So there we know that the Tam HaBikrah is in order not to afflict a widow who is generally doesn't have the same means as other people, so it's a mitzvah not in the chaveira. Whether or not, then there's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon, whether it's Arshin on time of the Krah, learned Arshin on time of the Krah, to do we say that you can only, it is only forbidden to take a pledge from a rich woman, from a poor woman, or even from a rich woman. But everyone is masking that Arshin on time of the Krah, for instance, in the place of Rav Yudalat says, the machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is not whether we are allowed to suggest, whether we can decipher the reason for the commandment. The machlokes is whether we say that this will have any bearing on practical halacha. Rabbi Shimon says, Shimon time of the crow. And the Chachamim say, Leida Shimon time of the crow. We do not take out from the Tam and ask him in the halacha. We do not say that the Tam is not to afflict the Almona. So therefore, if it's a Almona, Ashira, a rich widow, where the mitzvah doesn't apply according to the Chachamim. But time of the crow is there. And because we recognize that there is time of the crow, therefore, we can have certain afkiminas, as we'll see. For example, the Chachamim could be mitzakeh, could make certain rules based on the time of the pasuk. Even though midiraita leidashin on time of the korah, but we recognize that this is the time, and therefore the Chachamim can make additional laws in the mitzvah based on the time. So perhaps this is an example of this. That means we recognize that the time of mitzvah mezuzah is Nishmira, in order to provide the protection. So therefore the Chachamim said, if that's the case, put it in such a position that it should afford the maximum possible Shmira, but ever some of it. I must tell you, it's a quite complex point, but I can't go past this without mentioning. May Oilam Tamati. I've always had a problem with this Gemara, and until today, in Adayim Azeh Bichlal, I haven't found a satisfactory answer to this question. Let us imagine, Ilu Yitzuya, for argument's sake, that the mitzvah of mezuzah would be that you should put the mezuzah on the ceiling. You should put it in the middle of the ceiling. That would be the mitzvah. Would the mezuzah still afford shmira for the house? Of course. For how much of the house would it afford shmira? For the whole house. The mezuzah is a mitzvah habayis. If you don't have a house, you don't have a mezuzah. So therefore, it would afford shmira for the whole house. You wouldn't say that only that section under the mezuzah, within the mezuzah, is protected. You would say the whole house is protected. Because it's not the object of the mezuzah that is actually creating the shmira, it's the kiyum mitzvah of mezuzah that's creating the shmira. So providing him a time with a mitzvah kil chosa, then we'll have the shmira. Now, if that's the case, if you have a doorpost, the man has to be the way you put the mezuzah, if you put it here, or here, or here. If your kaveh is a mezuzah kil chosa, the whole house will be protected by the mezuzah. So whatever is considered part of the house will be protected. So if you have a deep doorpost and you put it on the innermost tefach, then again, the whole house will be protected. And if the area of the askufa between the two doorposts and under the lintel is included in the category of the bayis, then that will also be protected. Because you've been kind of the mitzvah kil chosa. So why do you say that you have to affix the mezuzah, the tefach has some of the shusarabim in the outermost handbreadth, so that the entire house, even the area under the doorpost, so to speak, the askupa area, the threshold place should be protected by the mezuzah. Even if you wouldn't put it there, it would also be protected by the mezuzah. Because everything is totally in the key amendment. So if you've been kind of the mitzvah kil chosa, the shmira will go to the whole house. If you're not the kind of the mitzvah kil chosa, it will only go to the whole house. The mashmoros of the Gemara is that you have to put the mezuzah on the outermost tefach ki heichi de sinkerei. It's mashma from the Gemara that it's actually the chepetz of the mezuzah that makes the shmira. As if the mezuzah has a sort of radar system which has a radius extending inward. So that therefore the mezuzah has got to be on the outermost tefach, because if you want the mezuzah to be to protect even the area of the askufa, then you have to make sure it's on the outermost tefach. If you put it any further in, it won't be shown. Now it could be that that's taken of shah, that you need to have both. You need to have the mitzvah mezuzah, you need to be mekayim with the mitzvah chosa, and also it has to, you have to shape it to the mezuzah. And ha ba loy ha loy sagi, one without the other is insufficient. A possible support for this is from an earlier Gemara Menachos, which is in number base. Gemara says ha ba matel, veshinichacha adalet, if you put it up wrongly, sachona, then it's dangerous, ve'im bo mitzvah. So Rashi says, why is it a sachona? It's a sachona in Amazikim, because she'en abayit mishtalim bar chikir, ve'emma batzul et hapesach ki ilchofa. The house is not protected, unless you affix it to the door properly. Now the chayra is the capable aloshim here. Once you've established that tolah b'makel ein bo mitzvah, that if you didn't affix the mezuzah with two nails, but you hung it there or put it there in a stick, to you, then there's no mitzvah, then it goes l'chayah without saying that there is no protection. Why do you need to spell out that your potter, that there's going to be a takonim in a mazikin? But according to the implication of the Gemara later, you could possibly suggest like this, that since we see that it's not just the kiyum ha-mitzvah that creates the shmirah, but it's the sefer of the mezuzah itself that contributes towards the shmirah, v'horayah, only that area of the house which is min ha-mezuzah v'lifnim is under the spell of the mezuzah's protection. Therefore, one might have thought that even if ain't bar mitzvah, mere fact that ain't bar mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a sakara. Might have said, okay, fine, so you're not here to the mitzvah of mitzvah, or the chaser to the mitzvah still provides the shmira. So therefore, the Gemara has to say no. Sakana ve'im b'mitzvah, the two go together. It's a sakana min amazikim. Why? Because ve'im b'mitzvah. Why is it ve'im b'mitzvah? Because, why is it a sakana min amazikim? Because ein ha bayit mishtanu ashi kvi'eno ashi kvi'eno kohil chos. That's one horror. For those who didn't follow me or didn't agree with me till now, it doesn't matter, because we're going to now proceed from there. In the Gemara Menachos, Daf Mendalus, the Gemara discusses the Chiyuv of Talis. Chiyuv of Talis is Tzitzis. So the Gemara says, "V'dirim ta'asa l'chol arba kampus k'suscha shet chasabo k'suscha." A borrowed Talis is not higher than Tzitzis. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, as you see, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Talis Shula Kol Shoshim Yom Tzurim Tzitzis Mikanda Ile Chayev. So Tzitzis, there in Menachos says, that me derives the Petura L'Olam, min ha-Torah, a borrowed talent, if you borrow a cloak, a garment, 10 years, still possible, if the Rashi Noration says, so the Kavanei Shalachayu, or the Namik, the Kavanei Shalachayu. Aye, what about mezuzah? If you live in someone else's house, you're chayav to have mezuzah even midrash. Why? Aval gazim mezuzah chayav, so if, Tidmat Tosim, the Gemara concludes in Chulim, the Beit Chalei Yosef, the Beit Chalei Yosef, but the word Beit Chalei doesn't come to be in the mind, the house of other people, the Chalei Yosef, so here comes human amishachi that it comes to teach us the type of Derek Yoko. Kyoka English Rabbi, you mean Okabesha. The high new time is as places, the Lemistade crawl in Ute Vesachirin, the Kivan de Meshimor Ovid Loishno. Why by Tzitzit does Chazal, will Chazal Zoyrish, Kisus Chor comes to exclude someone else's garment? With the right, you can wear it forever and for all eternity, you will still be exempt from Tzitzit. But by mezuzah, if you will have someone else's house, and after shloishim yoyim, you're already mechuyev the mezuzah min ha-toyra, according to this shita in Tosfos. It's actually a machlokes of shoyim. Additions in Tosfos hold that the asoicha is chayav and the mezuzah is derived. Because Tosfos got the same word, b'sechol kesuscha. No, but then got Tosfos. By mezuzah, it was not mishaber the chazal to be doyrish, that this should be l'mu'utei by beis achirim, to exclude someone else's house. Why not? Why not? Because mezuzah is l'shimur ovid, designed for protection. And therefore, what's the difference whether you own the house or you don't own the house? If you're living in a house, then you need protection. The burglars don't ask you whether you own the house or you're just a tenant. It doesn't make any difference to them. So therefore, since l'shimur ovid, the mezuzah is designed for protection, we say that it applies even to someone else's house. Now, once again, we see here that Tosfos understood that the aspect of shmira in the mezuzah is not just an additional concept or a derech drash. This is the tam hamitzvah al pi halacha. This is the halachic reason for the mitzvah. A dugma l'zava would be the case of matah, for example. Tzitzit nebayat chodesh matisa matah ledagecho v'litosim domim b'vitecho ki yipoyel hanoifu mimenu. What's the reason the Torah said you should make a marker? It's mafurish and Torah should be tzach in order to avoid danger. Right? So when you're building a marker, the purpose of building the marker is v'litosim domim b'vitecho. There it's mafurish and Torah should be tzach. And mezuzah, it's not mafurish and Torah should be tzach. Nevertheless, Tosfos, I'm suggesting, would say that mezuzah is the same thing. just like Ma'ake is for Shmira in the most physical sense of the word, so too Mezuzah is L'Shimur Ovid. And therefore, even though there is a Shim and time of the call, but when we have a choice to be doing the Pesukim one way, to be doing the Pesukim the other way, so we will be doing the Pesukim in a way that is consistent with the Tam HaMitzvah as Chazal understood. What is the practical, one of the practical nafkiminas in this is, when a person affixes the mezuzah to his daughter, and he does it, he knows it's a mitzvah to affix the mezuzah, but he does it because, or he's encouraged to do it because it's a shmira, you know, mezuzah Hashem, shemlecha, Hashem, tzulchol yad v'necha, and it's a shmira. So what's the status of such a person? Now, the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, which I actually have reproduced on Gidalot, the tshuva of Chassam Sofer in the context of Hilvah Chalitza, and it's managed tangential clause which he has in connection with the Mezuzah, where the Chassam Sofer seems to suggest that it would be like a person who's Mekai Limits to Shalai Lishma. The daughter, okay, only after God will tell you it's a Shalai Lishma, she will tell Shalai Lishma, God Lishma. It's an encouragement, it's a lollipop. He knows that he's going to have a Shmira, fine. But what would happen, let me ask you, if you would say a person put up a marker in order to avoid hazard? You wouldn't call that Shalom Shema. Why not? As long as he knows it's doing the mitzvah, because this is the kavanah satora in the mitzvah. A person who, when he does the mitzvah, has in mind that this mitzvah is supposed to accomplish that which the Torah says it's supposed to accomplish, you can't say that Shalom Shema. Unless the person would say, I'm only doing it because of this, I'm worthy not to be any human utilitarian purpose in it, I'm not interested in it. So therefore, according to Tosfos, I'm suggesting that the person who has in mind the Shmira, the Shas, Kriyas, and the Mezuzah, is the final thing that Mr. Shur Shema. Because the Torah itself tells us the Shimur Ovi, he hates the sinner. So therefore it's not considered Shur Shema. Now this is of course the Kiddush. You might say, me and me or more need to even suggest such a thing in light of the Sofer, who says, seems to suggest that Shalom Shema. The emphasis, however, that I found that a number of Achareinim, a number, at least one or two new sources for this, and one of them is Ramesha Feinstein in a very lengthy shiva with Tzvi Anachim and Yerodea Shevet Beit, Simon and Kuf Memar, where he discusses this whole thing. And certainly the Moshe discusses the Rambam in the Mezuzah Perikei Avos HaDalet, which is number 10. Min ha poshes the Tosfim al Mezuzah Mebachutz Kineged HaRevach Shebein Parsha LaParsha B'Nei Shin Dalet Yud Reim Baza Hefter Levishu Mebachutz. Aber Reim Baza Tosfim in Mebifnim in Shemus HaMalochim HaShemus Kedoshim in Posuk Esi Somit Harei Him Bichlal Nisha In Him Chilik Lelem Abov Shehele HaTikshim to these fools they died on Shebiku HaMitzvah, not only did they were they Mevatel HaMitzvah Aber Shehosu Mitzvah Gedoyla Shei Echud HaShem Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ahavotay Va'udotay. They transformed such great mitzvah ki'ilu kemeya shalonoritat as if it was some amulet designed for their own benefit. Moshe olo alibam ha-sochel as their foolish minds have thought shazel dova ha-mahana b'havadoyim. This is something which is designed for personal benefit. Now these words of the Rambam have caused a lot of grief to a lot of people, and the Gedolei Achareinim are very troubled by it. First of all, the Sha'ira, a very superficial reading of the Rambam would have it, but the Rambam seems to suggest that the Mezuzah doesn't have any ability to protect. It's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, it's not nothing to do with Hanoi Tatsuma. But the Gemara says the Feish, that you can be, you cover the Mezuzah on the Tetah HaSomach Mishus HaRabi, the Heish of the Sintere. It's a Gemara, Feish that the Rambam doesn't need to agree with, but the Gemara is a Gemara. And even if you'll say the Rambam holds like the first day in the Gemara, Kadeshi Yikra, Kadeshi Yikra, the Mezuzah Liyad. Okay, but still to call the other view in the Gemara a view which is associated with pictures, far-fetched. So the closing by Yereba in Shal Tachuva Tiber Yaktiv Selek Yeredei Tzuni Kustav Kalis has a few approaches to this. Very interesting. It's a Tachuva worth assuming if they're right. One suggestion he says is that the Rambam here is actually going Rishitosei. The Rambam looks at the Zohar and in all his Chiburim rules out any influence of Mazikin, of Shadim, of Kishu, of Ruach Ra. And therefore, since the main protection of the Mezuzah is against what we would call demons and spiritual damaging forces, Rambam didn't accept the whole notion of demonology as a legitimate thing. Therefore, he rules this out. Aye, what would Rambam do if the Gemara created this thing? The Rambam will understand that the Shmira is a different type of Shmira. Have a look in the Rambam mentioned in Halacha Yud. Chayav Odom Yehizoyah B'Mezuzah in number Yud. Chayav Odom Yehizoyah B'Mezuzah Matni Shiyichayva Tachol Tomi. Kol Zman Shiyikoni Tliyitze Yifka B'Yichud Hashem Shmoy Shalat Rishpor Kol Yifka Navotoy Vyeh Mishinokoy Mishigiyotoy Bahamin Hazman Vyeh Vashayin Dovah Ha'ini Lo'ilom Ha'ilom 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 מיד חיים לדעת ולכו דעת ומשול אומר לכם כל מי מורים שאין כל מי שיש לו צפילים ברוי שזרוי ופיסט מזוז ופיסקוי מורזקו של היש של היש לי מזכיר נורד חיין המלוכים שנפסים לנויסי מלאכתו ישנם אחרים המלאך השם כל זברי אבי חלפים Based on this Rambam, the Dibur Yatsi suggests that the Rambam holds that the Mezuzah is a Shmira Menachet, because when you walk through the door and walk out through the door, you bump into the Mezuzah, which reminds you of your responsibilities, of your duties in life. So therefore the Rambam says that Chayim Malach Hashem, this is the protection of the Mezuzah. We're not talking about some protection of physical safety or demons or anything like that. We're talking about Shmira Menachet, and that the Rambam does help. But these people who the Rambam was speaking about in the other Halacha, they held that the Mezuzah is like a kameh, which is supposed to protect, ward off evil spirits, or ward off burglars and bandits. But after that, the Rambam doesn't hold on. So the Rambam could interpret the Gemara as being completely nothing to do with the idea of Shmira as conventionally understood in association with Mezuzah. That's the Dibur Yatsi approach. Rav Moshe himself says no. Rav Moshe himself said that what we essentially have here is a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi, and for that matter, the Sefer Yireim, of course, Maimon Meir, and many other Rishonim who did write Shemus on Malachim in the Mezuzah, they even wrote in the beginning, held that the Mezuzah is designed with Shmir. That is, May Indian Hamitzah. And whilst, of course, it is Mitzvah that protects, but it's a Mitzvah which is designed for protection. And we see this in Rashi in the Sefer Pesachim that Galag and Aleph discusses about a rented house. Who got to do the Bezuka Chomet, the Sefer of the Balabais? And the Gemara says, the Gemara suggests bringing the proof from Mezuzah in number Dalet. The Master Bais the Chavei of the Sefer asks for Mezuzah. The Gemara answers, Hosam Omar is Mishashi and Mezuzah Chavei Tador. Rashi says, Chavei Tador, Rati Yishihi, Mishamarte. The reason why the Mezuzah is incumbent upon the person, the tenant, is because it is for Shmira. So the tenant is the one that requires Shmira. And in that very long Shuvah, which I've been assigned as a footnote, you'll see that Rashi holds that Shadah Shmira, who Gam Ken Indian Amitra, Mishadah Amitra, Nitna Gam Shmira. This is the desideratum of Mitra, Nitra, which seeks to accomplish Shmira. Therefore, those who show them hold that if you add in the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mezuzah, the Shemus of Malach in the Mezuzah, and other things to do protection, provided there's no problem about safety, which in Marath explained the whole there isn't. So then there's no problem because since the mitzvah is the Shmira, so if you add on some more Shmira, because possibly the person holds, says Rav Moshe, that he's not royal, he needs more Shmira. So okay, you know, if good is good, it's better and it's better, you know, put in a bit more. Why not? But according to the Rambam, the union of Mitzvah Mezuzah is not the Shmira. And while Tzadzer Moshe the Rambam is not chayvet on the fact that Pesukim and Zvorim Kodeshim protect the Shmira, but according to the Rambam, the Iker union of Mezuzah is Yichud Hashem, to remind us, Makir Rabin, to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, since that's not the inyan of mezuzah, when a person puts inside the mezuzah shemot which are lishmira, he's suggesting that the mitzvah of mezuzah is lishmira, which according to the Rambam is wrong, and it's a bizoyin gadol, it's a great disgrace to the mezuzah to do this, and that's why the Rambam holds that it's a great avod. What happens if you put the shemot outside the mezuzah? Outside, since you don't put it inside, so you make a separation between the shemus and malachim and the parshis of the mezuzah. So it's clear that you accept that the mezuzah is one thing, and this is for shmira, and that's why you're putting it outside. So mamela, it doesn't cause a mezuzah to the mitzvah, which is why it's okay. So therefore, according to this approach, there is actually a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes rishonim, whether the mezuzah is nitna l'shmira or not. And Akimina says Rav Moshe is that even according to the Rambam, if a person wants to carry around the mezuzah l'shmira, it's perfectly acceptable. Why? Because the Rambam is also masking that there is such a concept of l'shmira which is called through the psukim of the Torah and Kisri HaKodesh. The problem here is only because according to the Rambam, the concept of the mezuzah is the mitzvah of mezuzah, I mean, is not designed to shmir. And it's actually on a focus of Shoyim, with Rashi and Yerayim and many other Shoyim holding the opposite, like we said before, and the Rambam holding that way. And we can't square the circle. And finally, there is a third approach. And this I saw in Shara Tetshuvah, the Tzeil HaChochma from the Tzal of Shem, Chelek Beit, Simon Mundal, very, very lengthy Tshuvah. And in his Tshuva Chelek Beit Siman Nun Daled, he suggests that actually he wants to minimize the machlokes. He wants to completely tone down the whole machlokes. He suggests that the problem with these people was that they actually forgot that mezuzah was a mitzvah. They saw mezuzah purely as a tamer. So therefore, when they wrote the mezuzah, they wrote it l'shem kamer. And when they affixed the mezuzah, they affixed it the Shem Kemer. And that's why the Rambam says that the mevatel mitzvah. Because even if you hold mitzvah the same srichas kavona, when you have a kavona hoschit, so to speak, when you think that what you're doing is you're writing a kemer instead of the mitzvah, then you're not mekayem the mitzvah. And therefore, if you could write the mezuzah the Shem Kemer, or you could convey it the Shem Kemer, it's nifka from the kedusha of mezuzah and from the mitzvah of mezuzah, and therefore you've been mevatel of the mitzvah. And because instead of a mitzvah you've made just an ordinary kameya, that's why the Rambam speaks so castigatingly about these people, and he describes them as pikshim and so on, and imam chilek v'imadov, because of this thing. Or if a person does a mitzvah, he does it b'shei mitzvah, he recognizes the whole shmira coming inside the mitzvah, then even the Rambam would have no complaint. This is the view of the Tzeil HaChochma in his Tshuva. All this doesn't serve really to explain sufficiently why the Rambam says Ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, a very harsh expression. Very harsh expression. So I'll just finish off that the Divrei Yatzi, according to the Rebbe, explains that the Rambam is going here with Shitosoi. The Rambam holds that the person he speaks to him, sorry, to intermediaries, that they should intercede to HaKadosh Baruch on his behalf, like we do, for example, in Snichas. We say, Machnis Rachman, Machnis Rachman, Lifnei Baal Rachman, etc. And this is a form of Avodah Zarah. Because you mustn't use intermediaries at all. Other Rishonim disagree, they say you're allowed to ask intermediaries to intercede on your behalf, provided, of course, that you don't place your trust in the intermediaries themselves, but in HaKadosh Baruch, to whom the intermediaries speak. So therefore, he says that the person who puts the shemus of halacha in the mezuzah is a form of speaking to using an intermediary. The problem is, if that's the case, what's the difference between the shmim and the bachut? That's the problem I have with that. I presume that the formal time is over. So, if I can just conclude with one dvar, which I think is a drush, but nevertheless, something which is good to say here. Besides the question of Shmira, which is
discussed today, it also happens in Purush Kutayil of Khara Barichas Yomim, Man Yibu Yumechim Yumechim Yumechim, which is also about an Afkimin al Arocha. The Gemara says, we might have been an Udina Dat Yudal from the base, we might have been a my women from the midst of Mezuzah based on the fact that it says, it's Sech of Eloy Beis Tzahor. But because it says, Man Yibu Yumechim, Davi Bori Chai, Ota Gavu Bori Chai, Noshi, Eloy Bori Chai, women also need to live. So the Mela, in order to prolong the lives of women, they also have to have a Mezuzah. This is not Shemitah, this is Arichas Yomim, it's a separate thing. Now, the Pasuk, Leman Yibi Yimechim, 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 Al Adoma, there's a Gemara in Brach. The Gemara says that they told Rabbi Yechanan, who was one of the Amiroim and Ezitro, the leading Amiroim and Ezitro, the author of Tom, the redactor of Tom, the Yerushalmi, they told him, Ika Saba the Bobber. They were all people in Ezitro, in Bobber. Tom of Omar, he says, Leman Yibi Yimechim, 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 Al Adoma, on the land. So how can it be that there's all people in Bobber? Here in the Omelay, and they told him, Kavim, Kashmir, the Kishta, that they come in the morning, and they spend a long time in the evening, the Mashkim, the Marid, the Rikachnefesh, the Rikamedesh, down to learn. Then he said, aha, Hainu, this is what helps. This is how they managed to live. In other words, seven of the two men who have been living in Israel, Allah, Doma, Uni, and Elkistro, who can have long lives. So how could they have long lives in Bobber? Aha, Kavim, Kashmir, the Kishta, we should not find. So there's an obvious question, may he call a Microsoft or the safe Microsoft? At first he seemed to think that there's no other way you can have long lives unless you go and live in Microsoft. Otherwise, why would he amazed? Maybe they have a different source. So if he thinks that living in Microsoft is the only way you can have long life, how did it help when they told him to have another source? The Kavim and Kashkur de Krishna. And if he recognized that other sources could also achieve long life, so may he call, what was the problem? The story for this parent is in the Sifrei Drush, but my father, the Israeli of Rafa, was rogel to say the following parrot with the following moshe. The Benoihik Shaba Olam is that every country has embassies with other countries with whom the country enjoys reasonable diplomatic relationships. So when you are an American, you want to go onto English territory, English soil, you have to go into the British embassy, and then you're in London. Even though geographically you're in America, but in many, many purposes you're considered to be on British soil in the British embassy. While there is the Bashar al-Medina is the Bashar al-Makhoyim. Now, the same is true with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaKodesh. But it also has embassies, the whole Kasva table, and these are the Botik and Seers in the Botik Midrash. So when he said that, and this is why we find that Mora says that even Bottom and Seas, Bottom Drosha should have Kutvar and Chiyakovo Beret Yisrael, because when everyone goes home, the embassy packs up, so then the whole thing moves home. Taylor, he said, okay. When they told Rabbi Yechanan, Ika Sabe to Bobo, they were talking to me, mind you, Rabbi Yechanan, maybe Rabbi Yechanan is only Allah Adoma. So what's going on in Bobo? How can there be this old people? Then they said to the Kadmi and Mahashi the Bekinishi, said, so they are on Eretz Yisrael, the territory. Because they're in the embassy, they're a Bekinishka. They come to Ashir early in the morning, they delay in the evening, so they're a Bekinishka. So Omar Haina Daru, he never changed his mind. But Hatkhila, he knew it had to be an Eretz Yisrael, Allah Adama, and in the end it had to be Allah Adama. But Hatkhila, he couldn't think of how it would be. A person can be involved in being a trouble. Told him a family fashion big mission, he would realize, oh, they got joy, that makes sense. So remember that certainly a chizuk to start the day to clear away in the ear of the cabin and the fashion of the big mishka, that he should talk to be the basis of the man, the